This is a HeadGum Original.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me up when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
And we're back. Before we get into... Sorry.
Remember, people used to say that about London.
What's
that?
That
food was bad. There we go. Yes.
Yeah, you really broke character to talk about London, but
yeah, I really
Jeff's back.
Food great. Had a great time. Went to Nando's. Had a cheeky Nando's. Went to one of my favorite restaurants, Cricket. Fish and chips. What a
fish
delight.
Fish and chippies? A bottle of Nando's, is it?
Bottle of Nando's. Have you even been to the UK?
A bottle of Nando's? Well, I never ever considered that. No, I do.
Did you see what it was, Amir?
Hit Once Upon a One More Time.
Yeah.
The goated guarini.
What about fans over here?
A niche Broadway themed chain restaurant where it's guacchini would be like any teaser that's on the menu. And then there would be like a jellicle sandwich, and it's like a fucking PB&J without the PB.
Just jelly.
Cold.
Sandwich.
Yeah,
cold.
Basically.
Got it.
Or maybe it's like a jam octopus side. So
jelly,
it's like
slash jam.
Jelly slash tentacle. Or just a fried cat.
Do? I gave...
What does that have to do with Broadway?
Fucking cats.
Cats.
Yeah.
I gave you a better title for that just jelly sandwich. And it's
Let's hear it.
The musical Jelly's Last Jam. So
that's pretty good. I don't know that one. So it obviously fits the restaurant. Yep.
Production of Cats.
That's Friday. Why I brought it up.
Sure. Changed my life.
What do you mean?
Change every play changes your life because you now have the experience of watching the play.
Yeah. And that's what I mean.
Exactly.
No, it was great. I like cats now. I never...
What was different about this one?
This one takes place in like ballroom subculture. So the cats are... The cats aren't... For once, the
Sorry?
Cats aren't cats. It's a metaphor
for like cats. You know, like that cat can swing.
Yeah, but no. Because it's not that. It's like...
Okay,
like voguing performances, like death drops on a runway, fierce costuming, all that kind of stuff. It's great.
Yeah.
Highly recommend if you live in NYC. Riley was really jealous that I was there. And then I told her it reminded me as soon as the song Mungo Jerry and Rumple teaser started, it reminded me that she wanted to make you learn the choreography for that and perform it.
Riley really, wanted me to do a straight, wanted us to do a straight cover of Mungo Jerry and Rumple teaser for a HeadGum live show.
I think it would be so funny.
I think it'd be really funny. But it would have cost so much money to like work with a choreographer and hours of our time. There's no joke on top of it is the best part of it, though. Is like we would just be performing and people would be like waiting for like a sketch or element or like a parody. And there is none.
Yeah.
And then we would just like introduce fucking. Yeah.
Just Who a tip.
We... Yeah, exactly.
There are no... longer even there, but we're still introducing
them. I mean, the energy is already fucking permeating the Zoom / room and eventually people's ears. All right.
Slash I would say ears.
I was going to say that this episode has kind of early HeadGum Podcast vibes because it does feel like I'm in some kind of enclosed space. Emotionally.
Where are you?
Oh. I'm just in my bedroom.
Got it.
Larger space than the original closet, but emotionally everything's caving in. It's the scene from Star Wars with the trash compactor.
I'm not familiar.
You know that song that's like, go on, keep the money and run?
Why couldn't you do this at noon? You changed it last minute to 11.
Yeah.
I had Nah Diesel.
For what?
Another one.
No, I had the same. So I had a tape, right? Which I put on DV.
Sorry, you canceled.
I realized that's not what they meant.
You canceled the recording yesterday that you said you had to go to the West Side for because you just needed to tape yourself in your room.
No, I taped on Monday, right?
Got okay. it.
Tape was good.
Great.
Wake up on, and I'm like, thank God, because I was either going to have to do it Monday evening, or I have to wake up yesterday at 9, which I didn't want to do. Well, I'll wake up at 9, but I don't want to wake up at 9 and then immediately start like being on camera, having to be acting. And I wake up yesterday to an email from my agent being like, this is not interesting to anybody, by the way. I'm probably going to cut this out, but this is just for y'all. I got you an appointment, and I strongly suggest you go into the office to audition because they're starting to do these again. I was like, fine. And it was at 2, but it was on the West Side, so I couldn't do the time that we said. Went in. Audition in person was worse than the tape, right? So I called my agent. I said, hey, that was worse than what I had taped. Can you just send the tape in also just in case they want to take a look at it? Here we are, next day at 11. Probably would have heard by now, so... The whole thing was a wash. My whole week got thrown. My whole week got thrown because of that. And that's the aspect of this shit that I hate. But if I get it, it'll be like 10 grand. So kind of a scratcher.
That's a scratcher.
Like a lottery ticket.
Got it, yeah.
Anywho, did you just say grunty?
I've never said that word in my life.
Wait, which word?
What you just said.
Then I guess I got the word of the fucking week. The word of the week is grunty. Right?
Word of the day.
I can never remember if it's word of the day, if it's bond of the day.
Bond of the week, word of the day.
Word of the day is grunty, which is when you're... Well, yeah, exactly right, Amir. So basically, like, you're having a day where you're kind of going like, you know, and then if people are like, oh, how you just had a Zoom, how was Amir, which everybody always asks, and I'm like, oh, he was kind of grunty.
Who's everybody?
Yeah. Basically, I mean, this show, we should say, usually is recorded in front of a live studio audience. I just tell them all to shut the fuck up.
Gotcha.
But in front of a live studio audience doesn't have to mean they're like laughing on mic.
Right.
It can also just mean, sorry, I wasn't even close to them. It can also mean that they're just staring at you in stunned silence, being like, what is this show? How do I recommend it to my friends? Because I kind of liked it, but I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
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 What's that?
Either it's how I describe someone or it could be a children's book about the many misadventures of Grunty.
I think you should write that. Also, now Grunty is like a person instead of a...
yeah. It'd be like the New York Jets are like 8-1 ever since Grunty threw out the first ball.
I feel like it should be an animal.
Like that.
Right? Why'd you go to the New York Jets? It should be like a gorilla. Grunty the gorilla.
That's good. Yeah. It's just that the New York Mets are 9-1 since Grimace.
Sorry, it wasn't close to done.
I get that. Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
Marika's brothers is back.
The New York Jets is not a topic that children would want to read.
Read.
It's a book, right?
No one's reading shit. I'm talking about an AI DVD streamed locally.
Go on.
Are you guys fearful of AI or sort of into the idea of it replacing creative jobs en masse, on ass?
Those are the two options.
I think on we more than on really? Mass for me. Yeah, I would say, because I kind of feel like, well, you know, I just found out that Google's ChatGPT powered search engine actually burns as much energy as 7 million iPads.
Yeah.
If you didn't
know.
Because
it is 7 million iPads. plugged in.
Googling at once by hand.
Did you see tweet that was like, an article was written about Natalie Portman, and it just took lyrics from Natalie's rap and said that it was about her. It was like,
Natalie Portman rapped?
Now the Lonely Island song, Natalie's rap. It was like the article said that she was quoted to when like she was quoted saying, when I was at Harvard, I smoked weed every day, I cheated every test, I snorted all the A.
Yeah, she was quoted that, but she didn't do that.
It was real.
Yeah.
Written by
and
AI.
And that's why I'm not scared of AI.
Yeah.
Because it's ultimately just an algorithm. It's not a person. It's not a robot.
Not yet.
Yeah, the fear is that it's just an algorithm that is in a robot's body that is programmed to do something, and if you get in its way, it's programmed so hard in that direction that it will kill you.
I'm more scared of like the robot dogs than AI in its current state.
Like the Amazon bots that like riddle the streets with not only fear, but also packages.
Right.
Say more on that. Speak on it.
I don't know. I just saw one recently in Times Square, but I don't know how to describe what I saw.
It was so fearful.
Well, it was a group of people standing around a robot dog that was not working. Like it was like collapsed on the ground, but the way that I approached it, it looked like people concerned about an actual dog. And then I got like, it was like someone was filming something, like, you know, too many people were surrounding an ultimately not working robot.
Yeah.
And it was a really weird picture.
Well, we should also say that those Amazon dogs are starting to like act like more like normal dogs to blend in and like not
biting
freak us out
children.
They're peeing oil to like mark their territory. Yeah. So most of like 42nd Street is just covered in fucking
crude oil.
Crisco. Yeah. Amir, let's not get distracted during the episode. You know, I don't ask her a lot.
This is like on Zoom. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm missing the Marketplace Weekly for this.
And what usually goes on in that meeting?
Presentations of sorts.
For those who don't know, can you guys fill in the listeners on what the Marketplace Weekly is and how it's not quite an all hands, it's more of an all glands?
No, because they don't want to know.
Right, I get that.
Yeah.
Then maybe, yeah. Because it's like a sales call, right?
No, it's with the entire team. So now I'm not on it. Sage is on it.
She said that she was in Texas.
She's going to be starting tomorrow.
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you missing in the Marketplace Weekly?
Just news, gossip, what everyone's up to, that sort of thing.
I mean, you guys have the whole all of next week off. What are you guys going to do?
I don't know.
Is it next week already?
Yeah. I really briefly tried to see if I could fly to England to go to Silverstone.
Yeah. $2,000 on the return flight.
Is that a casino?
Or on the way there?
No, it's a racetrack. So I don't know. Maybe there's a casino around there.
That's awesome.
So your plan should be to go. Don't buy your return ticket until you make it big at the casino.
Right. I'll bet on the race, actually. That'll be perfect.
It's like when you go to the roulette table and you bet equally on red and black. So you bet on, I don't know, fucking Max and Lando. I don't know how it translates to the fucking track. I just know you have to be in Britain.
Yeah.
And nobody ever calls it Britain, we should say.
I guess.
They do.
I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway, it didn't work. Return flights were extremely expensive for.
Did you look at Fly Norse? Norse is pretty cheap.
Yeah, I looked at Norse Airlines decided I don't. Yeah, I'm really scared to.
You don't
want to
go down with the bird. Yeah, exactly right.
And it was still $500 one way on Norse. And I was like, that's not worth it at all.
It's a long flight to be as uncomfortable, as upright, as uptight as the seats are on Norse.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Of course not Norse.
Of course not Norse. So now I guess I'll just stay home. Tell.
I flew back on Norse when I was in London in May.
Right.
And they don't have Wi-Fi, so it's a pretty boring flight. So I was sort of trying to keep preoccupied with the two options that they have, which is movies and in-flight food that you can order from your little screen. So
that you have to
like,
pay for all of it, right?
Correct, yeah. So I ordered some like snack platter thing, which had like, you know, some like pepperonis and cheese and crackers and stuff, and I ate them right before we landed. And as we were landing, we were like circling the airport, not landing. I'm like, I think I'm gonna throw up. Like, I feel so sick in my stomach between the nausea and like what I just ate. We landed, and I'm like, at this point, I'm fairly certain I'm gonna throw up. So I grabbed the barf bag, and I'm just like sitting in my aisle seat as everyone like stands up. It's so hot on the flight. There's like a crowd of people waiting to get off. I'm like, I have to get to the bathroom. So like, I stand up. I left my phone on my chair, and I stood up, and I'm like, excuse me, I have to throw up. Sorry. Can I just get through? Like, you know, like there's no room unless people get out of your way. So I'm like, I have to throw up. Can you excuse me? I have to go to the bathroom. This is after we landed. I go to the bathroom. Everyone's quiet. I'm hurling in the lavatory, flush the toilet. I get out. Everyone's staring at the bathroom, and the flight attendant's like, are you okay? I'm like, I feel great now. And then everyone started laughing.
Gotta hit him with that final joke.
And I came back to my chair. Phone was just still there. Somebody could have really taken advantage of my illness.
And somebody came up to you and said, I loved you in Superbad.
I was McLovin to the entire middle class on a Norse flight.
But I felt really bad when you were flying back, because I had asked you to buy me a candy from England. Mm-hmm. And I bumped that, and Avital replied, like, Amir's actually on a flight back to go to our dog.
Yeah, sick dog, like, flying back early.
Yeah.
And it's, you're like, if I could just get a gummy important pig.
Do you have any gelatinous pears or just fresh?
And you know who bought me the Percy pigs? You know who's my real one? Will.
Really?
Yeah.
Will Conover.
Will Conover got me some Percy's.
When was he in London?
Like last week.
I wonder if he threw up on the plane.
I'll have to ask.
I wonder if he housed a casing. Just like a pepperoni here and a pepperoni there.
It was a
there.
Greasy
everywhere a
pig disc,
meat.
To be sure.
Do you think you threw up because of the snack plate?
I think it was the snack plate plus the circling. So it was like,
got it.
Yeah.
I probably could have handled one of those
two. It was a tornado in your stomach of pepperoni
and
cheese.
Outside his stomach. The turbulence, he was in the eye of the storm.
The throw up felt great, because it's like when your stomach hurts and then you fart and it feels fine. You're like, oh, I'm glad my body can figure this out for me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's get this over with. My bond of the week is Mason Ramsey.
Mine's.
Can we talk about mine? Or? He's all grown up. The last time we saw Mason, he was 12 years old, 4'1", on stage at the CMAs, sort of howling at the moon. And now he's becoming more of a Keith Moon, because he's turning into a bad boy. And I'm wondering if he becomes a bad Bond. I don't think he would be good in the role, but let's give it to him anyway. Because he might even become grunty.
So your choice of a Bond is a child that got famous for being a country singer in, was it Walmart?
That's correct. He was kind of a greeter, yeah, with his howling.
Stop saying howling.
He yodeled famous and got thus. He was signed to Big Loud, a boutique record company in Illinois.
A Big Loud?
That was his record label. And now I'm wondering if he can go from singing Hank Williams to being James Bond.
I don't think so. No, he's in the Angry Birds movie, too.
Yeah, and he's also known as Mason Blake, which I don't exactly
We're
know why.
At the same exact summary of Wikipedia on Google.
I don't know why he's also known
on his article.
His real name is Mason Ramsey, so I don't know why the stage name would be also known as Mason Blake when that's not what he's known as colloquially. Amir, let's focus on Mason.
Who is your Bond, Amir?
Oh. Tay Zonday.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah.
He was the viral celeb that sang Chocolate Rain.
Oh, I know this guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 42.
Wow.
Wanna feel old?
Tay Zonday. Tay Zonday.
Mine's Justin Guarini.
The goat.
The guac. They got to figure this shit out. I mean, Barbara Broccoli took the reins from Albert. And, oh my
Albert
God.
Albert what?
Broccoli.
Broccoli. We got a cat. Cat with a big butt.
That's yes, what you cat. Said, oh my God, to?
She just, because she was like facing away from me and then she went.
She must have heard the dramatic chipmunk. Sting. You?
Da, da.
No, Barbara's got to figure this shit out because I'm tired of this segment. I don't want it to be Aaron Taylor J. I want it to be fucking, oh God, what's his name? From Bridgerton?
Reggae John Page.
Reggie, yeah.
No.
His name is Reggae?
It's R-E-G-E. It's not pronounced Reggie.
Buffalo John Page.
My favorite position is GEO.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Why?
Didn't do it quite in time.
That one hurt my feelings. Not feelings, ears. But what's the difference, really?
Yeah.
When you said why before the break, did you mean why take a break or why come back from the break even?
Why come back?
I get that. Fucking. Welcome to the improvised Jakespeare Company.
It'd be really funny wanted if to get Jeopardy right now. Like you had a full game planned.
What is the water buffaloes?
That's funny.
We never really talked about the Jeopardy live stream on this.
Shall we?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a big production. And then it came and went. And you didn't really reference it on the podcast. How did you think it went?
I thought it was a 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. All things considered. Maybe 8.5.
Yeah.
I think, are you asking for my complaints? What I wish would have gone different?
Yeah, we can do like a post-mortem, like what went well, what went poorly.
Yeah, and I'll take them to the actual post-mortem that's on Friday.
I think it could have been a little longer, and I don't know, but not the game.
You don't know why it should have been
longer? Don't know why it should have lasted.
Because he skipped an entire section.
I said to the producer booth, if I miss anything on the run of show, because I didn't have a fucking teleprompter.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that's one reason why. Also,
I agree. But seconds before we went live, not even like an hour before where they could have forgotten. Seconds before we went live, I said, guys, if I forget any part of the run of show, just like wave and tell me. You're on mic and it'd be like, you know, the whole thing can be chaotic. That's part of it. and they didn't mention it. And afterwards, I was like, shit, I forgot to do that, like, the questions segment. And they were like, yeah, we didn't want to say anything. And I was like, you said you would. You said you would. It would have only added 10 minutes. I'm saying it would have been fun.
Yeah. I think I can say that we accidentally made a mistake and listed the runtime longer than intended. And I think that pissed some people off.
It pissed one guy off.
You.
You don't have to apologize. You fucking refunded him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. People that complained didn't, I think, ask for refunds at all. They just complained, which is another problem. But I thought it went well. I thought it was really funny. I was watching it in my office with my friend from out of town who I originally had plans with, but when we moved the date, our plans had to become her sitting and watching me work for an hour.
Did she understand / like what she saw Jeopardy-wise?
And did she understand, or did she just plunder glands?
She definitely understood. Mm. She also, like, it was my friend that helped sell merch at our Chicago live show, so she's familiar
she's
with
adjacent.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's also a Jason, because she's adjacent to Jason, meaning she has a buddy named Jason.
Probably, I don't know.
My girlfriend's parents were staying with us that week. So I had to, and it's really hard to explain to, they're not my in-laws, but let's say the in-laws, why I'm like, hey, like, I'm kind of busy this week. And they're like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, with what? And I'm like, it's, yeah. Have you heard of Jeopardy?
I think you could have just said a live stream for work. And
that's what I did. But that sounds not that time consuming. Or, like, it takes that much energy. But it did for me. And I'm still, like, cognitively off.
Yeah. That's
from the concussion or
a while.
From birth or.
You said that so weird.
Yeah. No, yes. From the multiple concussions. I'm still on the long and winding road. What song is that?
Yeah.
We gotta take another break.
Why?
Oh my god.
You're on a trivia team. This is why, we gotta figure this shit out. And we're back. The Long and Winding Road by the fucking Beatles?
Oh yeah, I hate the Beatles. That's not my area. I let everyone else handle Beatles questions.
Gen Z's whole thing where they're like, the Beatles actually aren't that good. I'm like, that's the generation's worst take. Yeah, they are.
I don't even my complaint is that they're not that good.
Guys.
It's just not to my taste.
Okay. All right. Marika's on her comeback tour.
I think they're pretty overrated, though.
Amir, we are in the NBA offseason. The draft isn't even this week. You don't have to be on Twitter during this.
The draft is tonight, but I'm
not.
Can
I make
Twitter.
An actual complaint?
Is it? Yes.
I think I'm being silenced by Twitter. I really do.
You're being shadow banned.
Yeah. And I like to the point where I looked up.
What a ban, what a ban, what a ban, what a mighty shadow ban.
Nice. There's websites that will tell you if your like name isn't
is
coming up in search.
Yes.
No. Thank God.
Sorry, continue about your shadow ban.
Yeah.
And then we have to get to the segment, yeah.
Sure. I haven't had a tweet that's hit over 20 likes in months, which I would say is abnormal for me. And it's also like people that usually see my tweets aren't seeing my tweets.
Yeah.
And I've had some bangers. And I like,
can you
I don't
read,
know if,
can you read some of your bangers? Yeah. Let's
yeah.
Hear.
Well, this morning was one of my so far 15 likes. Not bad. Should be more in my opinion. And it's when you email me, this is who you're emailing, by the way. And for audio listeners, it's a picture of a really cute baby otter. I think it's good. Another one. Another one on the day of, or maybe it was the day after the Loewe Paris show, I tweeted, "Can I be a Loewe boy?" 5 likes. That should have gone viral.
I don't think so.
It should have gone viral.
I don't think
viral.
You're being shadow banned, and I really was on your side.
I don't know.
The algorithm has changed, and more people are heading straight to that For You page.
Yeah,
something
that's
is
true.
Wrong. But so that should have been on everyone's For You page because I said Loewe. I was talking about it. I was in Zeitgeist.
You were part of the fucking culture.
Yeah, and I was part of the conversation.
The tweets that I get on my For You page are like, look at the way this guy hits on this girl. Here's how to do that too. And then it's a thread and it's like 8 million likes.
Their algorithm thinks everyone who watches the NBA is an incel.
And in reality, it's only 80% of people.
Yeah.
And I'm ultimately like still active on Twitter because my For You page is really good. And it shows me what I want to see, which right now is photos of Drew Starkey at the Loewe show in Paris constantly. Every other tweet is a photo of Drew Starkey.
Right. And I don't know who or what that
right.
is.
Right. So and I don't expect you to, but I'm tweeting to those people and they're not responding and something's wrong. I'm tweeting to the film updates crowd.
I deleted my Twitter because my algorithm got so bad. Mostly
I can't believe
stuff
you
like
fully deleted your Twitter.
I tweeted about you, Jeff, yesterday. Did you know?
No, what'd you say?
Guess you don't know because you're not on Twitter.
I don't want to be on Twitter. It was I said this on the show, but it kept showing me street fights and like just stuff. And it's because I just I mostly checked for the NBA and for jokes. And also a lot of comedians got off Twitter. So it was like less jokes, more NBA, and then also the thing, whatever they think the algorithm
not
wants me
I
to
am.
See. All right. All right.
One of the how to hit on girls thread was about when Bobby Altoff interviewed Ryan Garcia, the boxer. And it's like, look at these 9 examples of how he hits on her. And then the first one is he accuses her, which women really like. And all the responses are like, I don't want to be accused.
Jacques
he accuses her.
Basically, come at tip. Your date with a bunch of lies.
Really accuse them.
Don't ask them anything about themselves. Yell fear.
It's a good insight into what the majority of people on Twitter are liking.
Yeah. If there's one thing you can take away from Ryan Garcia's game, it's that he's grunty. Okay, we gotta get to this fucking segment. Welcome to Improvised Jakespeare Company.
Right. I remember
you guys
hearing
that. You're familiar with the Improvised Shakespeare Company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They improvise shows in iambic pentameter?
Yeah.
They do like improvised Shakespeare plays.
You've already said that 3 different ways. Got it.
Well, this is the Improvised Jakespeare Company. We're going to improvise scenes from Jake's life that I assume.
Okay.
So, basically, who wants to be Jake for this first scene?
I could try.
All right. Amir's Jake. I'll be Jill. All right. So let's, this is a scene. And then Marika, why don't you set up the scene? What's that?
I thought you said that you had the scenes.
No, I didn't say I had this is improvised. No, it's improvised. Yeah,
scenes
how
that
am
you
I setting up do
Jake
you want a suggestion
yes can we get a fucking audience suggestion and by the way listeners none of this is scripted all of this is fucking improvised
no. Yes
really
damn grunty. We haven't even done anything yet
what kind of suggestion do you want
can we get an improvised suggestion no this is the suggestion of something that would happen around the house between Jake and Jill
that's so vague.
Jake was making his favorite sandwich and was out of peanut butter.
Okay. All right.
Have you seen the peanut butter?
What?
I said, have you seen the peanut butter? Are we out of it? I was hoping to make my favorite sandwich.
I've always thought you're the cutest guy. That's why I married your ass.
Thank you.
A house divided? My parents like your ass.
Thanks, Jill. You sound really weird. Is everything okay?
I'm having a mental breakdown at the thought of our daughter not going to Yale.
It's fine. She doesn't have to really? Go to Yale. That's an yeah. issue. We're 20 years away from that.
That's true. That's true. If she gets held back, is that what you want? My fears around you as a father figure is that you don't take Montessori education seriously. Grunt.
Can I pause the scene?
Yeah. No, we'll take...
Please, yeah.
We can do backline support also, but we can also do notes.
Mostly just... I don't understand where the Shakespeare comes in.
I didn't say Shakespeare. I said Jakespeare.
So right, but you said you're familiar with improvised Shakespeare, where they do improv scenes in iambic pentameter.
What?
This scene improvised Jakespeare.
So far has been a tragedy. That's where the Shakespeare comes in. And by the way, if we were doing this as a live show, the whole thing would be in the round / wrong.
Why?
Can we continue?
Why would it be in the round? What Shakespeare have you seen in the round?
Let's just continue, can we?
I want to know, what's the point?
The point is to improvise Shakespeare. You guys are fucking mad at me when I don't have segments. This is the best I could do this week. I think it's kind of fun.
What about improvise Jakespeare?
All right,
so like, what
good.
Kind of stuff is he afraid of? Or improvise Jake's beer, like improvise him drinking a
okay,
brew.
There we go. Okay, Marika, you be Jake, and I'll be a bartender. And you're at fucking Bushwick Country Club or something, and you're coming up to the bar.
Hey, man, can I get an NAB?
What?
Non-alcoholic beer.
All of your scenes start with you saying what? Just listen better.
Oh, yeah, I think we have like an O'Doul's. Is that really what you want?
I prefer an athletic brewing company, but I'll take what I can get.
We don't have that. We have O'Doul's, maybe, or you can have a PBR, which
what
is
do you
basic.
Mean, maybe? Also,
you
isn't this
seem
like country
drunk,
club?
By the way. Why the attitude about the non-alcoholic? Because you are kind of stuttering.
I just don't understand how this is a country club and you don't have anything except for PBR and O'Doul's, maybe.
Wait, hang on. Pauly, where do I know this guy from? Yeah. Were you in those AM/PM commercials with Amir?
Huh?
Scene. You have to fucking say scene, Amir, when like there's a huge laugh.
I guess I'm curious to see how the bartender huge knew laugh. About the sponsored content.
That ultimately I didn't know about at all.
All right, let's do one where I'll call this scene Amir, you're Jake, naturally. Mm-hmm. And Marika, you're Amir.
Okay.
This will be you guys arguing over the direction of the Patreon.
Okay.
And Amir, feel free to treat this as therapy.
I'm Jake on the Patreon. Wait, yeah.
Yes, not on the Patreon. This is you guys right before you record a Jake and Amir watch page, Jake and Amir, patreon.com/JAA. And, you know, you guys are just arguing about the direction of it.
All right, ready?
No.
Why? What's wrong?
I'm sad.
About what?
This man.
What's there to be sad about? I think it's going pretty well.
We haven't even started. And you think
yeah,
it's going
that's
well?
True. I just mean like globally, holistically, like what's wrong with what we're doing here?
Everything.
Can you be more specific? You're sounding like everything is wrong. This is bad. Like, what exactly can I do?
Can't a guy have a bad day?
That's awesome.
Scene. You're supposed to call it if there's a big laugh. Jeff. Stop playing the song.
What's that?
Delete the button.
The footage.
Delete the button. Great.
Let's do one more
remove
scene.
That clip.
One
please.
More goddamn scene. Improvised Jakespeare. It could have gone so much better if you guys leaned in.
Leaned into what?
Life.
You are giving us nothing. And then your character just keeps
nothing.
Saying what?
Let's do another scene. I will not say what up top.
Okay.
Amir, cast it. And then Marika, give us a scene.
All right. Sorry. Jeffrey is Jake this time. I'll be Marty.
Okay.
Crazy to like get a cast list and then figure out what they're doing. You know
okay,
I mean?
Amir. No, Amir, give us a scene.
With Jake and Marty?
Yep.
They are at a HeadGum retreat, but they're both in line to use the bathroom at the same time.
Okay.
It's really good. I would have never come up with that.
Can I go first? I really have to pee.
Oh, sure.
What?
Sorry? What?
Yeah,
what?
I really have to pee. Can I cut you in line?
Yeah, fine.
Actually, if you want, we can both sort of pee at the same time, cross stream style.
You never grew up.
I'm
That's
sorry?
Your problem. You never grew up past 22.
Why do you think that?
I don't think it. It is. And everyone notices. Do you see those sorry. People around the fire pit over there? Michelle, yeah. Sam Massa, Angie Garcia, Pyle?
Yeah. Darkland, yeah.
They are gossiping about you.
No way. They were playing a game when I left. They were playing...
They were playing a game when you...
Two Truths and a Lie.
Left. Yeah. Yeah. And they've just changed it.
So you stopped an improv scene to make us look at your cat trying to eat Cheetos.
She thinks
like
she's
it's
being
cute,
sweet.
But she's so
no, she
big.
Called scene. She called scene. that was improvised Jakespeare. It was a fucking disaster because you guys didn't buy in. We have one more segment.
From the but...
Yeah, from the fucking yeah, Petco. Let's you guys know. You guys know Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah, man.
He has this infamous quote, right? Well, famous, rather, because it's a good one. It goes as follows. Eat at a local restaurant tonight. Get the cream sauce. Have a cold pint at 4 o'clock in a mostly empty bar. Go somewhere you've never been. Listen to someone you think may have nothing in common with you. Order the steak rare. Eat an oyster. Have a Negroni. Have two. Be open to a world where you may not understand or agree with the person next to you, but have a drink with them anyways. Eat slowly. Tip your server. Check in on your friends. Check in on yourself. Enjoy the ride. This feels like a quote from this show, but like a couple degrees off. And I wondered if we could kind of nail down what my Bourdain quote would be. Can I run through what I think it might be?
I think you should keep the cream sauce one, but yeah, you could change the other stuff.
Or yeah, like what was the thing that you had written about an eclair, like a cream hat?
It's basically like a, you know, a long doughy rod with a cream hat of icing.
Yeah. Maybe okay. Change that up.
Ready?
Yeah.
Forget to tip at a local restaurant tonight. Order cream as a side. Have an ice-cold pint at 9 a.m. in a mostly crowded meeting. go somewhere that doesn't is. Listen closely to someone who may have hate in common with you. Order the steak and don't pay. Eat an oyster. Eat the shell. Have a Negroni. Have nine. Be open to a world where you may enter a public arena with a gun. But have a drink anyways. Outpace the person next to you when you eat. Tip your server with advice. Check in on your glands. Check in on your fans. And enjoy the cream.
I can't believe you wrote that.
You definitely I didn't.
I meant to. I meant to, and I could have come up with a better quote if I had written it pre. But everyone
kind of your whole thing.
Yeah. Well, not really. Everybody jumps down my throat because they say all the show is me having written stuff. And then when I show up not having written anything, people are like, you didn't prepare. So, you know, I don't know what else to do.
Because it's just a constant back and forth of like, what do we expect out of this experience? And it's never.
You know what the perfect song is for HeadGum Live at Caveat? HeadGum Happy Hour?
Because the haters gonna hate.
Now, I was gonna say, empty chairs at empty tables.
We actually sold out multiple times, so.
All right, plugs. Sell it up. You know, a tight 45. I'm not going to have to edit much. Amir, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? And if you don't have anything, you don't have to be that embarrassed.
Follow Jeff on Twitter.
Weren't you and Jake?
Could use the help, right?
So oh, you're sort of being shadow banned anyway. It would be a waste at this point.
I mean, I don't know about that.
What'd you say? Weren't you and Jake what?
Weren't you and Jake going to write a fucking musical or something? What happened to that?
Yeah, we keep talking about it.
He's working on it.
But there's all more pressing issues. We need to get fired or lose every other source of income so we can really buckle down and focus on a musical to write.
Yeah.
I know that he...
Fucking God.
What, dude? Am I wasting your time?
Are you not entertained?
I gave Jake some librettos to read, so he's doing research.
And he's doing like
voice lessons.
He doesn't have to be in the musical.
It needs to be us. It needs to be us. Having
it
a
had
cream.
To be you was a musical, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Follow me on Twitter, like all my tweets, retweet me, send it to your friends. I think the otter one is pretty good. I feel like that's kind of a universal feeling. So maybe that's a good one to share with people.
Yeah, that's good.
That's kind of it. Listen to other HeadGum podcasts. Listen to Hollywood Handbook. Listen to Seek Treatment. Listen to Too Scary Didn't Watch.
Sit with a friend. Order the cream sauce. Download the Doughboys.
Only eat sides. Unleaden your bread.
Have a hot dog. No bun. Order a Negroni. Or maybe
Stream
nine
factually.
White Russians.
Sign a lease. Never show.
For a lease. Never worn.
Get your vitamin C from a serum. And we'll see you guys again next week. I don't have any plugs this week, guys. I don't want this to be a one-sided relationship. Just have fun, I guess. That's my plug. Enjoy your week.
That's Stas.
That's all, yeah. It's kind of me. I was trying something new where I kind of cared about the audience. And you guys just stared daggers at me. Really? That's cool?
No. Yeah. It's nice to show kindness to people, right? That like go other time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
a HeadGum Original.
Nicole Byer here. Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer is doing a live streamed fan choice episode for the finale of our season on iconic sports movies. That's right. You can finally tell us what we should watch. And on September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, we'll recap the winning movie and improvise a sequel with our friends Paul Scheer and Rob Hubel live. Head to my Instagram or HeadGum's to vote on the movie, and then head to moment.co/newcomers to buy tickets. Again, tune in September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you can't watch it live, the video on demand replay will be available for 10 days. It's going to be very fun. Don't miss it. Get your tickets at moment.co/newcomers. Bye.